Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
After the collapse of the steel mills, people will tell you what they were doing September 19, 1977, Black Monday, when Youngstown Sheet and Tube and Republic Steel and so many others announced their final closures, and tens of thousands of jobs were lost, hope was lost, people's futures were lost. We waited around for 25 plus years for somebody to do something about it.
Jay Williams is the head of the Federal Economic Development Administration in the U.S. Department of Commerce. But before that, he was mayor of Youngstown, Ohio, a city whose economy for decades was driven and defined by a single industry, steel. At the most recent Shaping Our Appalachian Region, or SOAR, summit held in Pikeville, Kentucky, Williams said that there were many similarities between what Youngstown went through when the steel industry collapsed and what Appalachia is going through right now with the sharp decline in coal jobs.
We just made the assumption that steel would always be a part of our economy. It would always be a part of our DNA. It would always be a part of what defined us. But we had to understand that things were evolving. Whether we accepted it or not, whether we liked it or not, things were indeed changing. And we also had to redefine ourselves and understand that what we did for so many years wasn't working. Back in the early 2000s, we had a series of engagements with the community, honest, come-to-Jesus conversations. I heard someone say the frank, honest, difficult conversations that we had avoided for 25 years, we finally came together to have those conversations.
Those community discussions were part of something called Youngstown 2010, a wide-ranging effort to diversify Youngstown's economy away from just steel and attract a variety of new businesses. And Williams said this program was so successful that Youngstown was able to very much remake itself, and a few years ago was named by Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the 10 best cities in which to start a new business. He thinks Eastern Kentucky could be just as successful in diversifying our economy.
This doesn't happen overnight. It was mentioned earlier in the beginning. There are no silver bullets, but the economy of Youngstown today is significantly different than it was yesterday or years ago. Manufacturing is a part of it, but so many of the other things, energy, healthcare, things that are going on in Silicon Valley and other places are starting to take root in the Midwest, in the heartland. Things such as coding, those jobs no longer are only relegated to places on the East Coast or the West Coast. If it can happen in a place like Youngstown, Ohio, it can happen in Eastern Kentucky.
This idea that a new economy is possible here in the mountains is at the root of the SOAR initiative, which was first announced by Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear and U.S. Representative Hal Rogers back in 2013. The first SOAR summit that December brought citizens and local leaders from across the region together to establish a broad, sustainable framework for diversifying Eastern Kentucky's economy away from relying so heavily on coal, an industry which analysts say isn't likely to bounce back here in Appalachia. At the latest SOAR summit, which took place on May 11th, Representative Rogers said that one of the most important of these new ideas was expanding broadband internet into every county in Eastern Kentucky, a plan which is currently targeted to be done by 2016.
I'm most enthusiastic about the high-capacity, high-speed broadband cable. I think it's the new interstate highways of today. And I think it'll give us the capacity and the capability to greatly expand the economy of Eastern Kentucky into the higher tech area. And I have faith that that will take place.
Building a 21st century economy in Eastern Kentucky requires a 21st century infrastructure.
U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez also spoke at SOAR.
Which is why your work on broadband and building middle-mile connectivity is so important, because it's not just to grow local IT and cyber sectors, but it's an economic development tool. And we all know that you can't run a business sustainably over the long haul if you don't have access to high-speed internet.
Secretary Perez also announced a new $35 million program from the Obama administration to try to help diversify Eastern Kentucky's economy. This program is part of the Federal Power Initiative, and it will award grants for things like workforce development and job retraining programs to try to keep people in the region and in good jobs, even if those jobs aren't in the coal industry.
I met a guy named Chris Stump, who's from Letcher County, And he was also a coal miner. And when he got laid off with funding from the Labor Department, he got into a training program at Somerset Community College, and he is now working as an electrical lineman for AEP. And he has three kids, and he said, you know what, I'm making more, and I'm working less, and I'm able to coach my kids' team, and I love living here. I didn't want to move, and I just bought a house. That's what it's all about. That's what these partnerships are all about. And that's exactly what we are doing, coming together as a community to say that zip code will never determine destiny, coming together as a community to say we will succeed, we will retool, we are retooling, we're building a diversified economy where everyone has an opportunity to succeed, and I am confident that we will continue to be there with you.
After the first SOAR meeting in 2013, 10 working groups were established to come up with plans in specific areas important to new economic growth, like agriculture, tourism, health, and more. These groups then held listening sessions throughout the region to get local people's input on what needed to happen. Here's Governor Beshear.
It's been exciting to see people step up and get involved. Look at everything that's gone on just since that first summit. Working groups that held hearings all over the state on a number of topics. We formed up an executive committee. We got a report back from those working groups. We're here today to talk about strategies to implement a lot of the goals that those working groups came on. Tell you the thing that's impressed me more than anything, it's the commitment of the people of Eastern Kentucky to this effort. People are coming out of the woodwork to help in this effort. And we knew from the beginning that's the only way this is going to succeed. Is if the people of Eastern Kentucky take ownership of it, make it their own, and go at it.
One of the hundreds of local people who came to the summit was Lonnie Riley of Harlan County, who runs a farm with a community garden in it. He also attended the first SOAR Summit back in 2013.
Well, I think now the organization has gone beyond organization, and it's really putting some meat on the goals that they set initially. And it's the hands-on phase that I'm wanting to see. Now that we've got the structure in place, organization in place, now let's put the money into action by actually doing something with the SOAR. And that is creating jobs and diversifying our economy in different ways. And that's why I'm here, to see how I can assist and become a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. I know it's possible and will be possible.
Honestly, I was hesitant to come today. To begin with, I wasn't real sure with the agenda how things would shape up and what was going to be going on, but being involved in advocacy type work, I just felt like I had to be here.
Todd Howard is a farmer from Floyd County, and for years he's been an advocate for local agriculture in the mountains. But at the end of the day, he said that he hadn't heard anyone actually go into those new strategies that Governor Beshear had said would be the focus of the summit.
I went to the local foods session and was kind of excited when I opened my SOAR pamphlet up and saw some of the measurables that they're looking at actually talking about. And I guess I had the impression that this would be what we were talking about in our session, and it was more of a getting to know some of the organizations that are already out here and doing some of this work. I was, you know, more or less hoping that we were going to dive into some of the examples that these groups are actually looking at putting in place, because for me that's what's most important. Is we can sit here and use fancy words and talk about all these things we're going to do, but you know, what's some of the examples, and let's lay some measurables out. What are we going to do, you know, this time next year? What are we going to have in place? Yeah. And so I felt like with that one session, I really didn't hear much. It's the same talk that happened at the first SOAR and some of the other listening sessions that they had. So
I heard a lot about programs that are already existing that have been going on for many years, but not a lot of new strategies that I know were discussed at the previous SOAR summit.
Ivy Brashear is from Perry County, and she works for the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, or MACED. She echoed some of Todd's feelings.
There were a lot of ideas brought up about what could be done, new things that could be done. There were listening sessions that happened where I know a lot of great ideas came out of that, and I just didn't see a lot of that here today. I don't know why that was, but I didn't see a lot of that.
And even though Secretary Perez, Governor Beshear, and many other officials praised how inclusive the SOAR process has been, Ivy thought that this latest summit didn't actually allow much room for ordinary people to give input, either in terms of being able to ask questions at the presentations or in the makeup of the people who were chosen to lead the talks.
You know, I was expecting there would be a lot more interaction between the participants, like the people who came to participate, and the panelists. I wasn't aware that all of the panels were going to be set up in such a way where there wasn't a lot of interaction and a lot of conversation about the strategies. And honestly, I didn't hear a lot of new strategies talked about here today. I was a part of the youth engagement breakout session and the community health breakout session. The youth engagement was a little frustrating. That session didn't seem to be very inclusive of youth groups, youth organizations that are more of the nonprofit realm, that's not sort of the status quo, that are not usually included in these types of circles. We're still not included in this type of circle. I think SOAR needs to really think about how they can have a broader set of actors who are really doing good work in the region and have been for many, many years, for decades, 40 years or more. There needs to be some sort of process for how those people are included in these conversations. If we really are going to work together to revitalize this region, we can't exclude, there can't be two different sets of people who are working on that.
Many local people I spoke with at SOAR seemed to be disappointed in the same way, by what they saw as a lack of new action on SOAR's part and real barriers to participation. Some were also disappointed by the fact that there was little mention of the possible $1 billion that President Obama has proposed to allocate to the coalfields to give people jobs in cleaning up abandoned mine sites. But most everyone still seemed to think the idea behind SOAR was still important, the notion that Eastern Kentucky can build a new, diversified, and more sustainable economy if people in the region can figure out how to work together. And Ivy, for one, said she'll stick with SOAR for that very reason.
One way to make SOAR better and more effective is for people who are frustrated leaving today's meeting. I know there are a lot of people who are, to continue to come and to continue to raise those questions and those issues. It's the only way that things change, is to keep talking about it. You know, if we ignore it, it's not going to get any better.
For more on SOAR, you can check out soar-ky.org, a website which includes the reports and recommendations that each of the working groups came up with. Reporting for WMMT and with Elizabeth Sanders and Mimi Pickering, I'm Parker Hobson.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.